I work 60 hours a week at my new job. I'm compensated very well, but every single hour must be accounted for. My firm doesn't stand for wasted time. The second I walk in the door, I'm put to use. When I first applied for this job, I was told it would be unconventional. Unconventional, but my actual position was made very clear. I'm here for stress relief. I'm here to do what I can to make everyone's lives easier, to help alleviate their frustrations. I'm the firm's cum dump. I'm the office whore, open for use to anyone who wants it. From the moment I step into the building to the moment I leave, my body is there for anyone and everyone who wants it. It is not my job to struggle. It is my job to obey. Today, I arrived bright and early at 7 a.m. Tight grey sweater, black skirt, thigh-high black boots. My hair in a quick ponytail. I always look good when I go to the office. Not that it matters. The first thing I do when I get there is strip for them. I'm not allowed clothes when I'm there. My holes, all of them, need to be ready and willing at all times. I'm allowed the boots, so I can still file and fetch coffee. And some of the men there like me to wear a little dog collar with a long leash that hangs between my tits. But otherwise, nothing. They used to let me wear panties, but they would just get ripped off of me, so they stopped that. Now, I'm naked. I'm shaved bare, smooth. They like it that way. After a successful quarter, they vote. How I'm to groom myself, if I dye my hair, what I'll wear, if I am to get or remove piercings. They choose it all for me. I'm just a living, breathing sex doll. That's all I am. A thing to be used. This quarter, I'm bare. My hair has been dyed a light brown, and they decided I needed my nipples pierced. They had a man come into the office and do it as they all watched. They love teasing my tits now. The piercings make them so sensitive. Once, I came just from having them played with. I was spread out on the conference room table, and they teased me for hours. I finally gushed for them. They applauded, finished up their work, and then left me there, my own juices drying on my skin. Some days they don't even look at me. I'm just an object to them all. No different than a coat rack or a chair. I stand silently in the corner of the room, stripped bare, in only heels, and wait. Some days, they don't even cast a glance in my direction. They just go about their business as if I'm not there. I just wait patiently to be of use to anyone who demands it. Other days, I'm used constantly. From the moment I walk in the door until the moment they're done with me, my body is challenged. Last week, they dragged me into the conference room by the hair and tied me to one end of the long table in the center of the room. My arms were strapped behind my back, and each ankle was tied to a table leg. Helpless and spread open, they used me. I don't know how many there were by the end. All I know is the different way they sounded and felt. They put a tie over my eyes so I could never see any of them. I could only hear them, feel them. They were brutal. By the end, I couldn't stand. That tie covering my face was soaked with tears. My cunt was swollen and raw. They left me there for hours, covered in cum and tears and sweat. I passed out from pure exhaustion and slept like that, bound, used, and aching. I'm not even allowed to know their names. They can call me whatever they want. Bitch, whore, princess, meat. But I don't get to know any of their names. I am to call them all sir, even the women, a sign of respect to the people I belong to. As much as the men like to use me, as much as they leave me aching and spent and swollen, the women are worse. The women whip me, beat me, take all their frustrations out on me. Sometimes I'm forced to crawl around the office for their amusement. Sometimes I'm made to crouch under their desks and service them for hours on end. Sometimes they make me kneel next to their desks and hold their coffee mugs. Just a human table for them. And they never let me look them in the eyes. If I do make that mistake, I'm punished severely. They treat me like something less than an animal. They want to see pain and tears in my eyes. I cry and beg for them. That's what they want. They want to see me used and broken. No matter who uses me, no matter what they do to me, I need to keep track of all of it. The customer is billed for all of it. Special assistant is my title, and it always shows up on the invoice. I'm part of every case. Before I'm allowed to leave for the day, I crawl into my supervisor's office on my hands and knees, with my billable hours in my teeth. Then I kneel by his desk and read off everything I did that day. He likes me to touch myself while I do it. No matter how swollen or sore I am, I have to come before he allows me to leave. Some days it takes so long. He doesn't care. He's not finished with me until I've come for him at least one time. I always read to him in the same way, like he trained me. He likes me obedient. Today, sir, this whore performed the following tasks. I did so respectfully and without question. I am an obedient whore. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Whore fetched coffee for several sirs before their morning meeting, as they discussed the event of the previous evening and upcoming day. Whore crawled under the conference room desk and serviced them, one by one, until the group was satisfied. 5 men and 3 women were involved in using whore's mouth. I made sure each had come before moving on to the next. I was instructed not to use my hands during this, only my mouth. I was also instructed to swallow every drop from each sir the whore serviced. The whore did as she was told. 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. During the morning meeting, I was put in my collar and leash and crawled after Sir as he went around the office, like his puppy. When he interacted with the other employees, this whore was to nuzzle his crotch like a good pet. When he was finished, I crawled into his office and Sir used this whore's cunt and ass while pulling the leash tight. I was instructed to beg for my holes to be filled the entire time. When he was finished, I was dismissed to my desk to file some paperwork. 9:30 a.m. to noon. I was instructed to help choose an outfit for Sir. I selected a grey suit, white shirt, purple tie, and brown shoes and belt. I was then instructed to iron the clothes, which I did. When I was finished, I assisted in helping him dress. Before I was to fasten his belt, I was instructed to relieve his tension. I did so with my mouth. When Sir finished, some of his cum dripped out of my mouth and onto his shoes. I was then instructed to polish them. I did so using my tongue until Sir was satisfied with how clean they were. I then finished dressing him and was dismissed. Noon to 3 p.m. The Sirs used me as a human table to eat their lunch off of. I was made to lie totally still, and they used my body to eat off of. I was not allowed to move or speak. For each time I moved, I was to be issued 10 lashes with a belt. I moved 3 times and earned 30 strikes. When they were finished, 2 of the men used my ass to service themselves. I was instructed to play with my cunt while they were inside me. I was not allowed to come, but instructed to edge myself. I was obedient and did not come. When they were finished with my body, they instructed me to clean the room. 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. A team of Sirs took turns using me in the men's restroom. I was bent over the sink, and they took turns slapping and pounding my cunt and ass and mouth. There were 4 of them taking turns with me. They also fucked me on the floor of the restroom. Several times, other Sirs entered and joined in, using me as well. They all came inside me. When they had finished, they left me there, and then I crawled here, as I am instructed. 6:30 p.m. to present. Begged for Sir to accept this lowly whore's hours and allow her to leave. The whore knows the payment for this privilege is 1 orgasm. The whore will now pay, Sir. After I've come, after I forced 1 final bit of pleasure from my used and swollen cunt, I'm allowed to leave. He signs my hours, dismisses me with a wave of his hand, and then goes back to whatever held his attention before I crawled in. I leave the room the same way I entered, nude, on all fours, crawling. I crawl back to my desk, file my paperwork away, and collect my things. I move slow to the elevator some nights, as my body is sore and aching. The bell rings, and I enter the lobby. Then I exit the building, knowing that tomorrow I'm going to be completely and totally used again. I